After a long while. So hello everyone. Welcome to the Geeky Ones. So we're a geeky podcast where we, you know, we talk about anything geek related under the sun. So
right.
Andrew, next to me is Steven, and
hi.
Welcome to episode number 119. So we're one away from 120. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
And 120 is probably going to be about ESGS.
Yeah, that's going to be cool because, yeah, we're going to be in ESGS next week. That's one big update for us. And we're ready for ESGS, essentially. I just want to go to all local developers, local game developer site booths, and just try out their games, whatever demo build they have. So that's really cool. Right, so that's really awesome. Yeah, that's one thing. And for today, we're gonna talk about Disney Plus.
Yes, so
Disney Plus on Disney Plus in the Philippines.
Yeah.
On November 17. So that's the official launch date. Once again, November 17. What day is that? Just to make sure, you know. Oh, it's on a freaking Thursday. That's actually cool. That's interesting.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's interesting because after a long while, you know, Disney Plus is now finally here in Philippine shores.
Yeah.
It's been making rounds in Southeast Asia. I think they started in like Indonesia. They started and then on in Singapore.
And Malaysia, yeah.
Yeah, so Malaysia. So
spread out.
It was just it was a matter of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic kasi nga, di ba, if you remember that is Asia Pop Comic Con, mga 2018, I think the edition ng Asia Pop, there was an app called Disney Life. That app was the precursor to Disney Plus kasi naging beta testing country ang Pinas para sa Disney Plus. I mean, there were exclusives in Disney Life, as in The Legend of the Three Caballeros cartoon, which was kind of a spiritual successor to the Three Caballeros short.
Yeah, animated. I like short. That short, by the way.
Like, premiere siya sa Pinas. I'm like, wow, we got the Disney exclusive. Does this mean we're getting Disney Plus first when it finally launches? No. Mga 4 years later. 4 years later na lang nung nagkaroon tayo ng Disney Plus. Imagine.
I mean, to be fair, it was fine. You know, we were getting tons of streaming platforms. Let's make a head count of how many streaming platforms are up here.
Yes, I'm done now.
Okay,
let's start the count.
So let's get started. We have Netflix, of course. You know,
that's one.
Great, sure. Amazon Prime in the Philippines is here, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the good old WWE Network is here, so that we can count that. HBO Go.
Four.
Loki, HBO Go has been increasingly a better app in terms of show quality. I just want to say that. But yeah, but you know, what else do we have? View.
That's five.
Pop TV.
Six.
Let's see.
Tap Go, I guess.
Tap Go, yeah. Tap Go kind of counts. I guess we have seven we can remember on the top of our heads. And then like Disney Plus is like eight on our list right now, but there's more than 10. Yeah, View is there, of course. But yeah, it's pretty interesting because it just adds to our increasing number of Discovery has one, and yeah, Viva Max there. But yeah, there's a dozen or so. There's more than a dozen now.
Yeah.
Streaming platforms. And honestly, we're like at a paralysis of choice a lot of times. You know, we don't know where to pick.
Ito yung weird eh. For me, parang bumabalik na lang tayo sa cable eh, no? Parang...
To be fair, yeah, it is.
Parang cable,
I kind of like that this is, in a way, curated cable because we can pretty much select whatever we want to watch, whenever we want to watch it, and it's been pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of like the Netflix approach of they're no longer gonna drop episodes all at once
to binge watch. They need to do that.
Netflix, I think they're going. Because some shows are already doing the weekly format. A lot of shows on Netflix are doing the weekly one. But I think just, you know, making it all a weekly format gives it like more excitement, anticipation, you know, for the engagement. They don't have to just sit through the entire day watching something, you know, that's always interesting. But yeah, now we have Disney Plus, and I just want to say that, you know, holy crap, the content of Disney Plus is crazy. I mean, we already know that, you know, it's Disney. When Disney mentioned starting their own streaming platform, you know, they're onto something. You know, they were bound to like kind of dominate the streaming or have a presence that allows them to survive and succeed already. You know, they already have content automatically. They have like how many decades of content? Eight? They have like 8 decades of content. They have cartoons. They have Pixar. And then they have everything else they've acquired over the past few years. The kicker, the big kicker is if they have ESPN on this platform, that's going to be the funniest thing. ESPN is... ESPN has its own separate platform, right? ESPN Plus?
Yes, pero tinanong ko yung Disney Plus Philippines. Sabi daw nila, there will be no Hulu or ESPN Plus at the moment. I think the main focus for now will be just Disney Plus.
Which is fine. Like we're not complaining kasi there's just so much content.
Yeah. And, I mean, yung sports kasi feeling ko it's a rights issue. Like for example,
I think it's because a lot of channels here have a lot of streaming rights that it's hard to navigate various agreements and contracts. I think you might overlap a few things, although I think
a few will overlap, like NBA, WWE, pero sa alam ko, like the other sports are gonna be fine. Like nobody watches MLS in the Philippines, you know.
I would have wanted to see MLS in the Philippines.
Yeah, kasi yung MLS I think is in a different network sa Asia eh. Tapos NHL is non-existent in Asia, obviously. So parang inisip ko, well, I was thinking, oh, sana in my ESPN Plus so I can watch more NHL games legally. Legally. But
rated R.
I'll just listen to the Duck stream na lang, if ever. I'll just listen to their radio stream. It's much faster that way.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a ton of content that Disney Plus would offer. Like that's an understatement, I guess, because you know, we're gonna list down we have 4 each. We're gonna list down like 8 stuff, 8 movies, shows, franchises that we're just really excited to see on the nice Disney platform. I guess we can answer this question. The Hotstar, is Hotstar included in the Star branding? I'm not sure.
Hotstar?
I'm not sure if it's included on us. Because from how it looks like, it's just straight up Disney Plus.
It's just Star. Remember Star World? Yeah, but I think that's just it. I think it's just
I see Hotstar. All I remember is that huge ass chicken fillet that I really enjoy.
Always oh my gosh, Hotstar chicken! Anyway, the Hotstar. I remember that.
Now we're off to
I'm hungry.
A start. So that's our little intro there. Anyway, we're just happy to just talk around in this podcast.
Is Hotstar in SM? Is Hotstar
there are a couple of branches, Steven. Yes. I ate like a few months ago on Festival Mall. They're somehow alive. Festival. They're just very, very few. But yeah. Okay. Now to the main topic of our show, which is not chicken related, as much as we would have wanted to. We're talking about eight different content or maybe movie series and whatever that can be viewed on Disney Plus, and we're all excited for. Okay, I guess, Steven, we can start with yours. We can start with Turning Red. Oh, God, yeah. Turning Red. Yeah. Recently, and it's pretty cool, and I think one thing I didn't know was that Turning Red was like early 2000s, was set in the early 2000s. That was really cool.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So the thing with Turning Red is it's a story about generational trauma and basically every Asian kids. I don't think hindi naman siya necessarily just East Asian kids.
Yeah, it kind of hits that mark.
Yeah. There's a heavy emphasis on Chinese culture, pero at the same time, meron din Asian kids in general, like Asian immigrant families in general. Kasi nga, for one of May's friends, Abby, is Korean-Canadian. May is Chinese-Canadian. Priya is Indian-Canadian. You know, madaming different families.
I think I like
that,
yeah. It showcases the many communities in Canada, or I think this is Toronto, right?
Yeah,
this is Toronto.
Yes. Actually, coming from Toronto last month, you can tell it's much more diverse than the U. Like, say, I don't know. Okay, I guess Toronto, New York, very similar, very multicultural. Iba't-ibang tao talaga. But when you go to other parts of Canada, it's either like super Chinese, like Richmond, Canada is super Chinese. But if you're in Toronto, it's like a very mixed bag. Like the neighborhood Scarborough in Toronto is very diverse. There's black people, there's Asian people, there's white people. It's a very mixed
it's
crowd.
Really interesting. But yeah, I like that Turning Red was able to like present how diverse Canada is, even back then, I guess. Because like a lot of people until now are like, migrating to Canada. I know people who are now living in Canada, working there full time, migrated their entire family there, or actually just started there. So that's pretty interesting. But yeah, I think Turning Red is a coming of age show, which is something really
big coming of age movie. If you grew up with Asian parents in any form or manner, kailangan perfect grades. Kung hindi, why? Bakit B+? Why isn't it A+? Or bakit naka 95 ka lang, bakit hindi 100? Or like, why you have to find this perfect partner, mga ganun. Typical Asian parent pressures. And like, sasabihin na, oh, it's for your own good, blah, 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 blah. But like, what next after that, diba? Like, what if we're trying to find ourselves? Like, how do you balance finding yourself and finding about trying to be still part of your family identity, I guess. Ang hirap sabihin that you really have to watch Turning Red para lang malaman niyo yung sinasabi ko na it's trying to find your identity while maintaining your culture.
And parang also, it's a nice story about puberty. So that was really cool, diba?
Yes.
It's essentially a very good story about puberty. That was really nice.
They talk about pads, man. Like, very few cartoons ever talk about, you know, menstrual pads and stuff. And, you know, it's rare. I mean, that's tampons, imagine. Like and dami. Like, God, it's so rare. I mean, it's normal in real life. It should be normal in real life, pero rare siya sa media in general. Also, it's very Canadian because you will see Timbits and congee. You can tell they're very Canadian because there's Timbits on the breakfast table. Let me just say that.
Oh, man. Yeah. I miss Timbits.
Oh, yeah. We should get Timbits soon.
Flavor, guys. Anyway, but yeah, I like... Turning Red is pretty good. And yeah, we're happy that we can finally just view it anytime we can once Disney Plus comes out.
I have it on Blu-ray right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Next one, I think one of the big kickers is WWE is gonna be on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
I heard.
Wrestling, yay! I'm not sure.
Either WWE Network. I don't know kung WWE Network pa siya na separate. Like, sobrang wala pang details binibigay yung WWE kasi feeling ko it's a rights issue, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, go ahead.
Although I think it would still be fine that if WWE Network were to exist at the same time as Disney Plus because they're still separate platforms. So that's pretty interesting. But then again, you said about the ESPN thing. So there might be a few things about sports related little conflict there, but yeah, we still don't know anything about it yet, so you know, we're just excited that there's WWE on Disney Plus, so that's cool. Wrestling is more accessible now, way more, diba, than ever, so that's gonna be pretty cool. You know, we kind of wish that the, remember when Lucha Underground was on Netflix? Not on our word Netflix.
I don't even remember Lucha Underground being on Netflix. Alala ko lang nasa ano siya. Nasa, okay. So, yung parents namin kasi are very old school. So, subscribe pa rin sila sa cable. They have Kicks on Signal.
Oh, yeah. Kicks.
Lucha Underground and the Steve Austin reality show was on Kicks. I saw it there when a certain Jeff Cobb used to be called, what was his name before there?
Matanza,
Cueto. Yeah. And then we found out about the very, very, very anti-labor rules of Lucha Underground later on. But, you know, that's another story.
Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty interesting to see WWE on a Disney platform.
Yeah. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows? Like, at this point, the Disney monopoly is insane. Like, it's crazy. I don't even know where to start, but yeah, it's there.
They're aiming for world domination. That's all we know.
World domination. Yeah.
Anyway, that's gonna be really interesting. But yeah, that I guess this means we get the usual WWE stuff, weekly shows. That's gonna be cool. SmackDown, Raw, and NXT is always a really solid trio of shows to have.
Yeah,
we're just excited to have that. That's pretty awesome.
What's a must watch show for you? So WWE, like, I like Table for Three. I love Table for Three.
Well, I'm more of just enjoying the wrestling in general. So, but yeah, I'm just excited to have way easier access over watching like Premier Live events. They're no longer pay-per-views, so guys. Premier Live events.
They're Premier Live events now, gosh.
I mean, to be fair, it sounds nice. It grows on you.
Yeah, PLE. You know, I mean, it still keeps the three letter acronym.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
I mean, I still won't call it PLE, but calling it Premier Live event is, you know, it adds some sort of
Yeah, that's cool. The one thing I like about this new PLE thing is that more shows are being held on Saturday nights, North American time. So for the longest time, diba, pag tayo, palaging Monday morning ang pangit kasi may work tayo, ang hirap mag-concentrate sa work, diba? Tapos biglang, oh look, Extreme Rules was on Saturday night. It was like, okay, to be transparent, went on a North American trip. Extreme Rules happened while we were there and super ganda pag Saturday night. Like, as someone who experienced Extreme Rules on a Saturday night, sobrang convenient niya kasi the next day you don't have to worry about, oh no, okay, gotta do the chores and whatever. You can do your laundry and stuff while watching Extreme Rules kasi Saturday night. It's okay. Like, everyone's just chilling at home, you know?
Yeah.
Walang pressure to do stuff immediately the next day. Kung Sunday morning, kung Sunday night yun, my God.
Yeah, it's always annoying.
It's always annoying if it's Monday. So at least ngayon, for us, Sunday morning. Sobrang saya. Kasi you just get to absorb everything that's happening. Like, I would not have freaked out seeing Gritty getting beat up by The Miz. For those unaware, Gritty is the mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers NHL
team. Best mascot right there.
Oh my God, best mascot. But surprisingly, the undefeated Philadelphia Flyers, my God. That's another story. We will probably do the sports for that. But please do subscribe on us at Gank for that. But that's, you know, next time. Anyway, oh shit. Are they for real? Are they seriously undefeated? Oh my God.
I think they're not.
Sure, I'm waving into the sports now. Wag na. But anyway, that's a sporty one. but yun, I love the fact na Saturdays na ang mga Premier Live events kasi mas convenient siya for everyone worldwide.
Yeah, yun. It's so good. And I guess, yeah, that's one thing we can enjoy a lot when with Disney Plus, because you know, all you have to do is hop in on the app, wait for the live event, and yeah, we're good. We're golden pretty much.
Exactly. And
although it would be interesting, like, I don't know, if we're gonna have live events, we're gonna have to check the plans, no? I think that's gonna be on we have to
live event. You know what would be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they did a live event in Southeast Asia, but I don't know where they...
Oh, that's gonna be cool. I think they had the show in Cardiff.
Oh yeah, Clash of the Castle. So like, I'm thinking, what if we got like what do you call it? Like an Asian version of that. Like, I don't know. But the thing is, you're probably just gonna do Beast in the East again, you know? I would love another Beast in the East. But
to
like,
be fair.
The thing is now, mas intense ang competition with New Japan. Like, it's different now. The closest thing I could imagine them doing is partnering with WWE again. WWE partnering with New Japan again for, honestly, Wrestle Kingdom. There's no other event I can think of.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Dominion, but I don't know. Dominion just hasn't been Dominion. You know, it hasn't been the big summer show like it was in the last 3 years ago. You know, it's hasn't been the same. So I think Wrestle Kingdom talaga dapat.
Yeah. Also, yeah, speaking of New Japan and WWE, before we move on to our next choice, in Japan. Yeah, New Japan World retweeted when Carl Anderson appeared. So that was the funniest thing. It's a really bizarre world. That's why.
It makes you wonder though, like, what happens to Carl Anderson now that he refuses to defend the never open weight belt?
Well, that's a pretty weird situation. It's pretty sketchy in a way. But yeah, I guess that's enough for the wrestling, and we're just excited to have an easier access to or any wrestling show at this point. And in such a big platform like Disney Plus, it's really exciting. Next up, we have Steven, this is your pick, the Mighty Ducks. All of the Mighty Ducks is here now. Steven, come back. There we go. Yeah, a bit of technical issues right there, so let's just check. There we go. Okay. Yeah, we're just on a bit of technical issues, but yeah, we're going to talk about the
Mighty Ducks. Okay, I'm here.
So Steven is here.
Yes, so nice. For the Mighty Ducks, baka rin kasi, you know, I finally achieved one of my life dreams of watching an NHL game live, and it was amazing. Hockey is a sport that you need to watch.
Opening night, right?
Opening night pa, imagine.
Tapos, so cool.
There were so many Disney bits and pieces. Not just the jersey that the Ducks were wearing, pero yung mascot ng Ducks, Wild Wing Flashblade, that's his full name. He has a cartoon called the Mighty Ducks Animated Series. You can watch it on Disney Plus. Wink, wink. Ano, may statue siya. I have a picture with the statue. It's so cool. Tapos nakatapak pa ako sa ice after the show, which was crazy. Kasi never in 1,000 years would I have thought that I would be stepping on NHL ice for free. I mean, shit. Like, sobrang chill lang nila dun sa arena. It was so weird. Kasi I was lucky enough to go to a Golden State Warriors preseason game. And yeah, they were friendly, but not to the point na parang, hey, is like, I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened, but we stepped on NHL ice. And like, I heard sa Warriors, sobrang impossible yun. Sobrang rare. You have to be a season ticket holder and stuff. Like, you had to pay so much for that. Tapos somehow, through the power of the internet, I made friends with somebody na is connected with the Ducks and Honda Center. And we got to step on the ice. It's insane. Kasi I don't know how it happened, but I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky that it even happened.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So welcome to the Mighty Ducks. For those who are unaware, The Mighty Ducks was a movie starring Emilio Estevez in the early 90s, 1992. It became a phenomenon, a movie phenomenon, introducing kids to ice hockey, myself included, to the wonderful, frustrating sport called ice hockey. And very frustrating because of all the racism and the sexism and the toxic masculinity and whatnot. But that's another story for the sporty fans, people. We're here to focus on the movies, the knuckle puck, the flying V, the most illegal move. No, it's not illegal. The flying V is just nearly impossible to do in real life hockey.
Is that their formation?
Yes. So, isang pinakasikat na item ng Mighty Ducks movies is the Flying V, wherein the skaters form a letter V.
Yeah.
Pero, over the years, as I watched and try, and I am still learning about the proper rules and like how to do ice hockey properly, you can do the Flying V with three people but not five. It's possible, yes. Pero hindi siya as feasible as it looks with five people. Kasi the people on the back are the defenders. The defenders have to stay on the blue line, as they call it. Kaya ko nang diagram, shit. Pero the two guys on the back can't go further kasi you have to make sure that the puck doesn't come back and then baka one ka or something. Yeah.
It's one of those sports formations that are impossible. I think there was a basketball one.
Yeah, it's possible. The flying V is possible. It's just not very easy to do kasi sa hockey ngayon, now, especially now. Ang bilis mag-intercept. Ang bilis mag-intercept sa hockey versus say sa NBA pag basketball, you change possessions easily. Ang bilis lang. Like, well, no, may pause palagi. Whenever the possession changes or something. Sa hockey, wala eh. The ball is live. The puck is live the whole time. Anyway, going back, the movies are fun because you just have fun while watching hockey to a degree. I mean, it's fun. It doesn't matter if it's unrealistic. Like, how the heck is Trinidad and Tobago one of the top hockey junior hockey teams in the world? Bakit walang Canada sa D2 Mighty Ducks wherein they're supposed to be in the Junior Goodwill Games where it's the top ice hockey countries in the world. Pero yung top countries are USA and Iceland. Tapos sa USA, it's 90% comprised of kids from a random kids team in Minnesota. Like, what the fuck, man? That's not hockey, my God. I mean, what the hell, man?
Yeah. But then again, you know, the Mighty Ducks, hockey owes a lot to the show, to the movies, yes, and the animated series. Because people were exposed what ice hockey is.
I play hockey because of the Mighty Ducks. Three movies, two seasons of a TV show, and then a cartoon. You know, it's fun. It's just fun because you can see the evolution of hockey na rin in a way through the movies, through the greedy lawyer named Emilio Estevez who bangs his one of the kids' moms. That's why he's still the coach, even though that's illegal. People, coaches are not supposed to sleep with their players' moms. Like, what the hell, man? Excuse me, Emilio Estevez. Yeah. Sorry. Coach Gordon Bombay is not supposed to be sleeping with Charlie Conway's mom, but that's a totally different argument. Yeah. It happened again in the TV show. He tried to sleep with Lorelai Gilmore. What the hell, man? You can't sleep with Lorelai Gilmore. Yeah. Don't you dare. But, God, it's a fun show. Kasi it's just fun. I don't know how to explain it, because I'm still on a hockey high. But it's not the speed of hockey. It's more of just, I mean, you don't get the nuances of hockey, pero sobrang fun din ang panoorin. Like, you turn off your brain, just enjoy a sports movie with kids. A kid sports movie. Yun.
Yeah.
And hindi nga siya, I mean, it's one of the reasons why nagkaroon ng professional team sa Anaheim of all places. It's the reason why there's a Stanley Cup champion in 2007. It's weird. It's a weird, weird, weird thing, but it's so much fun. It's funny because it's a sports movie wherein, of course, there will be girls in a boys team. You know, I mean, it's movies. Like, turn off your brain. Air Bud can play hockey, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. Air Bud, the golden retriever, he can do it. So, yun, just it's mindless entertainment, mindless sports fun. That's why you should watch Mighty Ducks.
I guess you can say it's like a feel-good sports movie in a way, too. The usual underdog story, so that's really fun. Okay, now, next up, we have another big IP that's gonna be in Disney Plus, and you know, that's Star Wars. You know, people, I think ever since, like, when Disney got, like, Lucasfilm, when they got the rights to Star Wars, it was so big that even people were surprised, you know? And, you know, the all-important question of, is Princess Leia now a Disney princess? Just because, you know, Disney bought Star Wars? Yeah, I think she is, yeah. All Star Wars content. So that includes, like, all of the films, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And then Rogue One.
7. Don't even remind me of the sequel trilogy.
What was that? Clone Wars, which is pretty cool. The entire Clone Wars series. Star Wars Rebels.
Han Solo movie.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Alala ko yung pagdating namin ng Anaheim. It was playing on the TV sa TNT. It was like, hindi talaga convincing yung actor ni Han Solo. I'm sorry, but the guy playing him was just not convincing.
I still haven't watched it, but I need to just to go on like my movie completionist run of Star Wars.
Yeah, you're better off watching Rogue One, or, you know, I heard Andor's good, Obi-Wan Kenobi's good, The Mandalorian's good, you know. What else?
I think that's all so far.
Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, there's also Star Wars Visions, which was like Star Wars animated, made by different animators.
Yeah, that was
really
cool.
It's just Star Wars, you know. Star Wars is still Star Wars, regardless of how the reception for the sequel trilogy is. At least it wasn't like end of Game of Thrones final season reception, where people shut off Game of Thrones right after, like, watching the season finale, and then, you know, people were just like, no, and then every geek reference to Game of Thrones was just like gone in just overnight. But yeah, Star Wars is such a great IP, because, you know, a great franchise, because it's sci-fi epic space opera type of stuff.
I just want to
have a platform where I can watch Star Wars Episode 3 on repeat ad nauseum.
Oh my god. And then imagine what you could do the mga, you know, diba sa mga, may mga memes ngayon na parang sinasabi na, oh, if you watch this at a specific time,
oh, yeah, now it's easier to do it.
You will celebrate the new year with, you know, Darth Vader saying, Obi-Wan did not kill your father. No. I don't remember the exact, but something, I am your father. I was like, no!
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
That's not true! That's impossible!
I kind of didn't like that line. Although, to be fair, it grows on you. It's funny. We get to watch the prequel trilogy as much as we can. On a very convenient platform, we can finally watch it on the phone before sleeping. You know, maybe watch the Obi-Wan Anakin.
Save it to your devices now.
Maybe watch the Obi-Wan Anakin duel in Episode 3 before you sleep. That's a great lullaby.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
it's one of the best.
Or, you know, if you want to get motivated in the morning, just watch some pod racing. And, you know.
Oh man. You know, okay, people can judge me for the pod racing scene. Oh, pangit ng pod racing, blah, blah, blah. look, at least the prequel trilogy had original ideas.
Yeah.
Braided lightsabers, pod racing, you know, like, it was fun.
Okay, here, they can say anything bad about the prequel trilogy, but the only thing they can't fight is that it had the best lightsaber duels every single movie. That's it. No argument there. Like,
I agree.
The sequel trilogy lightsaber duels, meh, they're bad.
I mean, ang weird kasi, diba, I don't know, like, I mean, I don't want this to turn into like a sequel trilogy rant, pero look, Finn, you know, John Boyega's character had the best storyline. Had you continued that, instead of bowing to the investors in China, you know, not having featuring a black main actor in John Boyega, maybe things would be different. Kasi, think about it. Stormtrooper realizes, hey, maybe I'm on the wrong side of history right now. Maybe it's time to move to the other side and see how the other side does it. Maybe the other side works better. Mm-hmm. Maybe the other side is doing things right, helping people.
But yeah.
Instead of just, oh, I'm going to be, you know, Rey's little buddy on the side, you know? What the heck is Finn doing? I mean, I thought we were supposed to have a retelling of the original trilogy. I thought Finn was going to be like a Luke. You know, I thought he was going to be Lando's son. Never happened.
Anyway.
My anak si Lando, but he never had a son. Like, my anak had a daughter. But like, how much more fun would it have been if Finn was a Finn Calrissian, diba? Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah.
Sayang yung plot of the Stormtrooper realizing na he was in the wrong side of history.
But yeah. So, Star Wars is going to be there. And I think my main mission once Disney Plus is out is watch Clone Wars. Binge it straight up.
Oh my
god. And enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, Star Wars Rebels is nice too.
See? You go from Clone Wars, then to Rebels, and you're pretty much happy and probably sleepy after binge watching for.
Yeah, or don't binge watch it. Don't binge watch it. Nakakasawa din. Like, as much as, you know, binge watching is encouraged these days, take breaks. Try to, like, watch different stuff. In between, or, you know, do other stuff, you know. I mean, we can go out now, so, you know, go for a walk, go for a swim, I don't know, do other stuff, then come back.
Yeah, but next up we have the Goofy movie, and I guess, this is probably one of Disney's best, like, father and son movies.
Yeah. So for people with daddy issues,
it's Chicken Little. Watch Chicken Little.
Okay, for those who, you know, you might hate your dad or something, you might, like, be annoyed at your dad, like, there will be, I mean, fine, there really are some dads who really didn't do things correctly, let's face it. Pero ang maganda dito sa Goofy movie, it's Goofy's just trying his best to be there for Max.
Yeah.
And Max doesn't see the effort that Goofy is doing. Like, hindi na appreciate. Kasi nga, not all dads are gonna be there for their kids. So, some dads, some kids, when they become dads, when they try to make up for it by, you know, like, making sure their kids, you know, they're gonna be there for their kids, you know? I mean, ang hirap nun. Kasi, you know, some are providers. They can be providers, but they might not act like your dad. Mga ganun. Sometimes, mga ganun, ang maganda na talaga sa Goofy movie is that nakaka-bond yung children with their dads through that movie. You can see the different dads. Like, look at Pete. He spoils PJ. Pero si Goofy, he may not have the most money, he may not be the richest, but he's probably a better dad than Pete sa movie. Mga ganun. Sobrang, I guess kasi the reason why the Goofy movie works is because it's so real. Kahit aso sila and like anthropomorphic, you know, animals, the story hits hard because a lot of a lot of kids in the US have single parents, mga ganun, like, nandyan yung nakaka-relatable siya eh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really great. Yeah. That's the reason why you should watch. It's like Turning Red. Very relatable siya to a general audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for people with daddy issues, you know, it's a good movie to watch because it makes you appreciate yung mga parents mo. Sometimes, I mean, no parent is perfect. But sometimes you just gain a better appreciation for parents when you watch movies like the Goofy movie.
Okay.
Yun lang.
Funny that you mentioned Turning Red because, you know, in a way, Turning Red and Goofy movie are kind of similar in a way that it's both about parents growing up and parental issues growing up, and then the kid's goal of watching a concert near the end of the film.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh.
Just funny. You're except right. That, you know, Goofy movie ended in that Power Guy concert with no issue. You know, they were just happy to be there, really, and even got to perform with Power Guy, which is pretty cool. So that's one thing.
The perfect cast. Oh, man, I love that scene. Oh, I know. If you think about it, it is similar in a way na Max wanted to go see Powerline, and Mei-Lin Lee wanted to watch Fortown. But yeah, I guess mas grounded lang in reality ang Goofy movie compared to Turning Red, where your mom off. You
both
know,
are pretty grounded.
Destroys the throne of Sky.
Both are grounded, save for the mystical red panda magic, which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Red pandas are adorable. When they're threatened, they do that raise up thing. So that's pretty awesome. We love red pandas here. That's the conclusion for that item. For some out of nowhere. Anyway, I guess one next choice is pretty broad, I think. Because, you know, when we watch Disney, we know the big hit movies, the big blockbuster ones. But like my background here, there are a couple of movies that really don't get the love and recognition it got at the time. It didn't, like, they didn't resonate well compared to like every other big movie, like, you know, for every Toy Story up, that huge, good, really good Pixar run, if you notice, diba? Parang, out of all of that, there's always like one underrated or a couple of underrated movies in between we forget. So I guess one thing that makes Disney Plus really nice is that we get to watch all those other Disney movies. We have a chance to do that. So that includes Atlantis. I think Emperor's New Groove has been on that. It's been on like a trend that it's popular, sure, but it's not as well remembered.
It's popular to a niche, to a certain niche.
It's not like a Toy Story. It's not like a Sleeping Beauty remember. It's not the Lion King or Aladdin level.
Yeah.
You remember a lot of things about it. But yeah, Emperor's New Groove, Treasure Planet. Treasure Planet is like, when it comes to like animation, is so good.
Sayang. The better, sayang. Atlantis, Treasure Planet. Atlantis and we've seen a recent trend. We've seen a recent trend of animated movies being turned into live action. You got The Little Mermaid. Guys, Atlantis and Treasure Planet are right there.
Those would vouch for Atlantis, yes.
Oh my God. Imagine Atlantis movie live action. My gosh. Sobrang ganda nun. It'll be bigger than Avatar.
Okay.
As much as I hate it, medyo similar plot sa Avatar. Discovering a new world.
Yeah, I just had the thought, you know, Atlantis starring Tom Holland as Milo Patch. It would actually work. I hate that it would actually
work. I don't know, man. Tom Holland's too buff. He's too buff now. Like, you need a skinny kid, a scrawny kid. Like, get an unknown.
No, it's fine, you know. Milo can handle himself. So.
I mean, I think that's why the casting of Michael J. Fox worked very well. Because, let's face it, it's Marty McFly. Milo Thatch is Marty McFly, but like more capable.
More knowledgeable in history books in that sense.
Yes.
But that's pretty cool, diba? Atlantis, we get to see Atlantis have a way to just view it easily. Treasure Planet is there. We said Emperor's New Groove. Steven, I want to ask you, do you know this little movie called Oliver and Company? Please tell me you know it.
Oliver and Company?
No.
Are you sure that's a Disney movie?
No, it's a Disney movie. Stop.
Universal, yes.
Otherwise.
Oliver and Company is Walt Disney.
Yes, it's one of their... See? It's
the dog with the scarf. Even that, I remember now.
Even that is like super underrated. So now we get to see those. That's really cool.
Rescuers Down Under.
And if we're looking at recent movies that are kind of underrated, Soul is pretty underrated. Soul and Luca didn't really get as much reception compared to...
I think Luca didn't do very well kasi nga wala siyang cinematic release dates, alam ko.
I like Luca, you know. They have a cat named Machiavelli. Yeah. That was funny. That was always funny. And yeah, and then of course, I know it's not underrated, but we get to watch Coco. Fun.
Oh my God. Oh, ang ganda ng Coco na display sa Disneyland. I'm just saying.
It should.
Coming from California. Dude, sobrang ganda. Let me just say, I don't want this to become like a Disneyland review, but my goodness, ang ganda ng Coco display sa California Adventure. I think it's gonna end soon kasi nga mag-Christmas na. Dude, sobrang ganda. Wala akong speechless ako. Wala akong masabi. As in, if you, like, medyo gets ko na bakit ang daming umiiyak sa Coco. But also, Disney, please pay the lady's family who was the inspiration for Coco. Because, you know, it's not fair. Anyway, Coco became... sino yung character yun yung nagnakaw?
Oh my God, I forgot the name. Yeah, we hate him so much.
Basta yun, Disney stole the story. Disney stole the old woman's story and then now she passed away and... Yeah, Disney needs to pay up, man. Like, that's not right. Nah, they're still in poverty. Tapos, daming pera ng Disney from that. Yun lang. I don't want to offend people from Disney, you know. Don't want to offend any potential suitors or anything. But, you know, it's... You have to I don't know. Like, you gotta make up for your past mistakes. Like... I saw it in the Disney Museum before and, you know, there were things that were offensive at the time and, you know, you just apologize. Apologize, make it right. Just make it right. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff we can watch and and then next up we have Final Choice is The Imagineering Story, which is, I think, a docuseries. So it's basically an in-depth about Disney and stuff. That's really interesting.
Okay, so The Imagineering Story is the story of how Disneyland was made. How did it all begin? Disneyland, Disney World. Like, pinag-usapan rin yun nga. Like, paano yung ginawa yung animatronics? It's a small world. You know, if you've been lucky enough to go to Disneyland, there will be certain attractions that have been there since the beginning. It's a small world, mga ganun. Dumbo. Like, every iteration of Disneyland, nandyan yan. There will be modifications. Tokyo Disney, Tokyo Disney Sea. Those are the more, I guess, rebellious versions of the parks. Mas maganda. Like, it's just a good, it's just a wonderful, wonderful story of, like, how Disneyland was made. What was Walt Disney's inspiration for it? If you watch that, you're gonna see like little tidbits that you might not notice at first until you go back to the park or something. If you've been lucky enough to go to Disneyland, watch the documentary first, then go to Disneyland and observe yung mga little tidbits na pinapakita nila. It's very, very informative. It's very entertaining, educational, seeing the inspiration for the rides. It makes you appreciate the effort of all the people behind the scenes to make Disneyland happen because it's a giant machine.
It's arguably the biggest, and you know, it's a franchise of amusement parks, so that's really crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane to think
how many There's Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong,
Paris,
Tokyo, that's in Asia alone. Paris for Orlando, then Anaheim, that's six parks. Six very beautiful parks, I will admit that. Man, I am such a hypocrite, aren't I? The documentary will leave you speechless because you see the faces behind the machines, the creation of the machines, you know, like sobrang people put their heart into these devices and all to make, you know, every visitor's experience unique, I guess. Yeah,
it's gonna be cool.
It's a wonderful story. Any Disney fan needs to watch this.
And I guess that's pretty much it. There are a lot of other stuff. There's also K-dramas. Yeah.
Oh yeah, magkakaroon ng exclusive K-drama. Pero the thing is, feeling ko View might be a thing, might be a counter to that. Feeling ko sa dami-daming exclusive programs dito sa Pinas and Asia in general, I don't know what exclusive K-dramas we will have. I mean, there will be some, like Snowdrop. I heard is like very popular. Tapos Disney Plus exclusive talaga siya. So there will be that. Pero yung mga ibang movies and TV shows kasi nasa TVN, nasa View na, you know, I think it's gonna be a mixed bag at the start. Pero feeling ko over time, dadami rin yung exclusive Asian content. For all we know, baka magkaroon ng mga exclusive content na galing
Philippines. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Who knows? And
once upon a time on Disney
National
Plus.
Geographic is also gonna be part of it. I see Nat Geo.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay stuff.
Which is weird, yeah. You know, Gordon Ramsay not being on a cooking show in a way, not being on a whatever reality show he's in, MasterChef or Hell's Kitchen. But yeah, the fact that there's just tons of stuff, and then we haven't touched up on the live action movies that's under the Disney banner, which is so many. We did touch up on Star Wars, but everything else, there's so much. And we're not talking about the live action remakes even, because that's a lot too, but you know, there's like another layer to it. But yeah, there's just so much to watch on Disney Plus, and it's at a very affordable package as well. The premium is
oh yeah, we haven't talked about
the premium
yet.
Is really good.
We haven't talked about pricing yet. Magkano yung ano? 100 something for a solo package.
The lowest is 159 pesos per month, which is like what, $3 US, so easily, really cool.
Maybe,
but yeah, there. Apart from that, there's also like there's of course the annual plan. So instead of paying for monthly, you can pay straight up 1 year, no issue. Really cool. And there's also the premium, which is 369 pesos, which is and then annual is like almost 3,000.
Yeah, pero I think yung 3,000 pesos na yun kasi you're paying for 7 screens.
No, you're paying for 7 profiles, and that allows you to play simultaneously on 4 different screens.
Parang Netflix lang, but like,
and you can go stream 4K, which is pretty nice for a 3,000 peso deal, which is
really good
deal.
You
know, you wouldn't really need that much 4K. I mean, I guess my laptop can run 4K. That's interesting. Anyway, and then the mobile plan is the 159. So that's mobile and tablet. But if you go premium, you get to play it on almost any device you can. So that includes your laptop and smart TV. Yeah. That's one thing to
note. I've experienced Disney Plus on a smart TV, and it's kind of unsettling.
Why?
It's weird. Kasi parang natatrack na ng buong smart TV lahat ng ginagawa mo, which is kind of creepy, but like, you know.
Well, to be fair, algorithms right there. Anyway, anyone? Algorithms, let's go. But yeah, I'm really excited to see this because, it's gonna be out here finally. We get to have another content roulette on what we want to watch this week. It's really amazing to see it. So there's just hundreds upon hundreds of shows to watch and movies to see and whatever else there is. So hours of content ready at a very solid price point.
It's good, you know. I mean, it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting. Hopefully,
yeah.
It's very exciting. Fun.
Anyway,
we'll see what happens. Like, hopefully, hopefully, you know, the system doesn't crash at the start or anything. God, it'll be nice to finally watch Mighty Ducks on like a smart TV or something, and you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, having to find other methods to watch these, you know, programs.
You can now watch them in a very nice little,
very
cost-effective platform. Yay! Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess that's it. We're really excited to see this next month. So actually, less than a month. So like in just 3.5 weeks, we get to have Disney Plus on back on our shores, you know, arriving. Hello, Mickey Mouse. Welcome to the Philippines. That's really cool. And yeah, I guess that's it for the episode. That has been episode number 119. Now, if you guys want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, you can listen to it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Player.fm, and wherever else you can, you listen to our podcast, wherever else you want to listen. It's pretty much available. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch on at the Geeky Ones.
Yeah,
that's our same platform there, same handle. And you can check out thegeekyones.com. We'll be writing about some stuff, why we're excited for Disney Plus. So basically podcast in written form in a nice little package there. What else? I guess that's pretty much it for,
for us.
I guess we'll plug in our channel. So for Steven, it's TV Said Yup on Facebook and YouTube. Anything else you want to promote, Steven?
No, not much. That's about it, you know.
Okay. And then Do This Root, which is my gaming channel. So I have it on Facebook where I post some gaming content, and also on YouTube, where I've recently been making Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel videos almost at a weekly basis. So I just make gameplay, deck profiles, and a lot of other stuff that's Yu-Gi-Oh! Related, and it's been fun. So yeah, and I guess that's it for
episode. Your subscriber count's getting higher every week.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And that's it for episode 119 of The Geeky Ones. And thank you for those who are watching and or listening. And we'll see you on the next episode, hopefully very soon. And thank you so much. And bye, guys.
Bye.